ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
This movie, La La Land, that just got 14 nominations.
The most nominations
ever
drawn with something else.
But it's like singing and stuff. It's a musical movie, isn't it?
Yeah, which you can't judge until you've seen it.
I don't know if I like. I mean, I know Ryan Gosling's in it.
And I like Emma Stone. Because you say it's a musical, but it's not what you would expect, you know? I don't want to, like, give it away because it's such a great movie. You have to experience it for yourself. But it's not like a typical musical. Have you seen it, Vaughn?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you put off for the same reason I am?
Oh, look, I love a musical.
It's right. Ryan Gosling.
I know.
I prefer my musicals animated, though. Your Frozens, your Moanas.
Yeah, producer Caitlin, have you seen La La?
I'd love this. Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah. I did swoon a bit.
Mm.
I went and watched it by myself. I watched the movies by myself.
Wait, was Ryan Gosling nominated? Because he learnt the piano.
From scratch for that movie.
And he didn't just tinker at it.
She was better than him, though. She was, like, way better at singing than him.
Get out.
Yeah. Controversial.
He played the shit out of that piano. Like, that's incredible just for that. Anyway, you need to go see it.
Top six is coming up today.
The top six today, we're dealing with the increase of the minimum wage. It's gone up 50 cents an hour to $15.75 an hour. So the top six things you can now buy because if you're on a new minimum wage.
And can you pronounce words properly? There are 10 commonly mispronounced English words, and I'm going to see if we actually pronounce them all properly.
This will be embarrassing because we're in radio. We should know how to speak words.
Yeah. Well,
there's already one I can see that I don't do it right. Do speak right. Yep.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
Story time, and how it works, for those who don't know, I have three news headlines from different stories around the world. I'll read them out. Vaughn and Megan have to pick one headline only.
Okay.
Headline one, alarming find in Swedish study. Headline two, lawyer runs into payment problem. And headline three, YouTube prank lands two in court.
Ooh. What was the first one? The Swedish study.
Alarming find in Swedish study.
YouTube prank ends up in court.
Ends two in court.
Is it like dumb? Will I disapprove? Will I be like, come on.
Oh, you'll definitely disapprove. Yeah.
Because I like a study. I like an unexpected result from a study.
Okay.
I'm probably going to go one. Okay, that's my vote on one.
Swedish. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I'm just going with
that. All right, we go to Sweden where they were conducting tests at the end of last year as to the amount of dangerous chemicals in plastic.
Okay.
So they looked at children's toys.
Yeah.
They looked at everything that's imported, including adult toys. And they found that in adult toys, there were dangerous chemicals in about 2% of the toys.
Like asbestos?
That flaky stuff you have on your roof.
Well, yeah, or the flame retardant building.
No, just banned chemicals. I'm not sure exactly what the chemicals were, but chemicals that are banned in goods in the EU, and in Sweden, yeah. So they also
in the EU, but not in your foof.
they also looked at children's toys, 15% of banned chemicals. So in adult fun toys, there were less 2%. Chemicals than in children's toys.
That's wow.
I mean, that's good.
I mean, both of the things that should have zero banned chemicals in it.
Yeah.
Were they imported Chinese made or?
Well, yeah, so often the children's toys were imported by smaller companies and maybe...
Right. Undergo rigorous enough testing?
Like they would, like, if you worked for a big company.
Right.
Mm.
Crazy.
But that's what everyone's surprised about. They're like, wow, because, you know, you'd expect...
15%'s a considerable amount.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because the kids are going to eat the toys and the
suck
other
on them
ones,
and chew on them and...
The fun toys are going to be...
Well, yeggs.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. Either way.
They're being utilized.
Utilized is a very nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
That'll be
I was going to say consumed, but yeah.
No. No.
Wrong choice of words. Wrong choice.
quite a visual accompaniment to that too that I can't get out of my head now.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
There's been a list of words released that are commonly mispronounced. I'm really conscious of how I'm talking now in the English language. And I'm already a culprit of these. So what I'm going to do is, because I have to obviously tell you what they are,
okay,
so you can figure out if you say them wrong, how I say them might not necessarily be right or wrong. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay,
don't take lead off how I say them. You say them just how you would normally say them.
Okay.
We'll start with the letter H.
H. Don't say H.
H.
What is right and what is wrong?
H.
I hate H.
Isn't when that usually an Australian? Do many people in New Zealand?
It's part of British,
and
though,
Britain,
eh?
Yeah.
Is it? Because right, your dad's from Northern Britain. Does he say
he
H?
He says H.
H. Is it a Scottish?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Australians do it terribly.
I can officially tell you it's supposed to be pronounced H, not H.
Good.
Good. Yeah. We're right.
Salmon.
Salmon.
How do you think it's
supposed sometimes to? I say it salmon to sound posh.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always salmon. Say salmon.
Yeah, it is.
Sam.
It's supposed to be salmon, not salmon.
No one says salmon, apart from people joking, right?
Yeah, I think so.
A similar one is almond.
Almond. I say almond.
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 But again, if I want to sound flash, I'll pronounce the L. Almond.
Almond.
But do you think it's supposed to have the L sound in it?
No.
Almond.
Is
it? Oh, maybe like a tiny L sound, but not the full almond.
Almond. What is it?
The L is silent.
Almond.
Almond.
Okay, so okay, we're right there. Okay. Yeah.
Mischievous.
Mischievous.
Which one of those two is
mischievous.
Right? I think it's mischievous.
But we do. We always, Kiwis always say mischievous. Mischievous.
Mischievous.
It's mischievous, so, isn't it?
Yes, but you say mischievous. I've definitely never heard you say mischievous.
Is it an American-British thing? Like, is that where that difference comes from?
Mischievous.
Mischievous.
Because we say mischievous, which would need another I, V-I-O-U-S, but it doesn't have it.
Right.
So oh, no, it's mischievous.
Mischievous is right, how you're supposed to say that. Et cetera.
Et
cetera.
Say it again.
Et cetera.
No.
It is et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
You're putting in a K. There's no K. It's
et cetera.
Et cetera.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. Et cetera.
We say et cetera.
Et cetera.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. Et cetera.
It sounds like a new Mazda. I'm just driving the Mazda et cetera.
Yeah.
Not the et cetera.
This one annoys the hell out of me. Espresso.
Yeah, because people say espresso, don't they? But there's no X in it, or E-X. C, or K.
Just going to go get an espresso.
It's espresso.
There's no
espresso.
E-X.
Yeah, guilty of that, though.
Espresso.
That's why it's Nespresso, not Nespresso.
Athlete.
I hadn't thought about that. Always think of Nespresso. And then just drop the N. Why did they add the N to the start of Nespresso? There must be some like,
I don't know, because
it's a neat espresso or a,
I don't know,
nice espresso.
Ask George Clooney.
It's probably like a Nestle brand or something, and they're like, we'll take the N from it.
Okay, that is also a very good idea. That's
that
very
could
possible.
Be.
The next one is athlete.
Athlete.
I'm just saying them, and then I'm looking down, seeing if I'm saying it right or not. Athlete is how I say it.
Athlete. I'd say that too.
Can we just pop back to Nespresso? Oh, Megan was on the mark.
Really?
It's Nestle's espresso.
No.
Yep.
Oh, I'm a genius.
Yep. Nestle espresso, that's where they got the name from.
I don't know if uncovering
Nestle espresso.
I don't know if working out a brand name makes you a genius.
A marketing genius.
Yeah.
Athlete. How do you say it, Vaughn?
Athlete.
Athlete.
Yeah,
I say
so
athlete.
Lots of people say athlete.
Oh, no, it's not athlete.
But there's no extra syllable
in
there.
Athlete.
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 No, who's saying that?
Yeah, hear that every now and then, yeah. Athlete. Okay.
Athlete.
Athlete.
Specifically.
Specifically.
I'm the only person I know that says this one, but apparently this is a problem of how people say specifically. And I say it like
specifically. Some people say specifically. That annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, because I feel they're talking about the region or the ocean.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Specifically, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously it's specifically because there's an S at the start of the word.
Yeah, not just a straight P.
Ask.
Ask.
Is sometimes AKS.
No.
Ux. Yeah, no, that's ask.
Right.
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
You used to say
still
quinoa
do.
For so long.
Quinoa, are all wrong. It's quinoa.
Right. There's another health food that I always trip up onto as well. Quinoa and chives. Chia seeds.
Are you sure it's not those little goji?
No, I'm on the gojis.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. That's We've your done list. Our English lesson for today.
Well, you made us feel a little bit dumb.
Mischievous. That's my one.
Mischievous. Yeah. But then the problem is when you analyze these and you think the two in your mind, you'll never remember. Now that you've got two in your mind, you're likely to make the mistake more often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, was it the one I originally thought it was or the new one I learned? And you'll never know.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Friendship capsize on ZM, Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
My friendship might be about to capsize.
You are really dropping your friend in it now,
well,
both of them.
So my best friend, Ellie, flats with Caitlin. And so sometimes I get a bit of inside goss on what Caitlin's up to. And yesterday, Caitlin was on Bumble.
I thought you were on Happn now, Caitlin.
I'm on everything, Vaughn.
Are you on Tinder? This is Tinder.
No, I'm not on Tinder. I'm on Happn and Bumble.
But Bumble's been your jam at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, Bumble's the one where the girl has to talk first.
Oh, yeah, they have to initiate it.
Yeah, but I've just decided that what I do now is I just send a little hi, and so it's, and then I just go through and send like five hands, boring. And then they have to come back to me.
Boring start. Like you're not even giving
that. Spread the net wide.
Yeah, I know, but it's a lot of effort, so.
You know. Okay. You just chuck the net out and... You're probably dragging a few dolphins as well.
So yesterday, Caitlin was on Bumble, and I don't know quite how long this is going on, but it was enough for my best friend to start recording Caitlin on the sly.
Your best friend doesn't even work in radio. This is like such a radio thing to do, eh?
She said, just in case you ever need audio of Caitlin on Bumble.
Oh, my God.
So what, they're just in the lounge, set the scene, they're in the lounge last night.
The two of them, and Caitlin was obviously saying what was going on Bumble.
This is a huge break of trust.
For me or Ellie?
It's a huge breach
of trust. For Ellie! Are you kidding?
We're only going to play a little bit.
Oh, my God.
The audio is like minutes long.
Oh,
what,
God.
What, prepare us, could be the worst thing we're likely to hear come out of your mouth?
I don't know.
So you were completely unaware that you were being recorded.
So you're sitting on the couch
judging. Oh, guys, be careful. Have you listened to this?
This is because you always say that you don't have a boyfriend and you're like, no one loves me, blah, blah, blah. This is just to put it out there as to how picky Caitlin, producer Caitlin, actually is.
All right, let's have a listen.
Rob, we can't see your face, mate. There's something wrong with it then. Pablo, no. Juliet, no. Eve. What kind of name is Eve? Oh, yeah. Too old.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I'm too yuck. 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 He's skinnier than me.
He's skinnier than me.
Yeah. Director. Oh, no. Right.
47k
away.
Pukekohe,
where's it?
I mean, we could keep playing this.
Well, I think we managed to not.
Oh, no. This is so embarrassing.
When you're like, no. Yuck.
What's wrong with your face?
Guys, this was in the comfort of my own home. Of course, I'm just going to. Like, say stuff.
You know what? There's more. I think we need a part two later in the show.
Yeah.
I think the people demand it.
Hey, guys, I did get a few wee matches last night, though. I woke up to a few messages.
I'm surprised you actually liked
anyone. Is that why you were
anyone?
Showing Fletch that YouTube video before?
Playing. Fletch, go to the ads. You just beat you.
That
stop.
Game.
Nah.
With a ball.
Basketball.
That goes through a basket.
Do you want me to tell you things either? Or no?
You didn't tell me. You were telling Fletch. You thought I was distracted, but I'm always listening.
Oh, God.
It's kind of being a gossip hound.
I think the nation demands part two later in the show.
Yeah.
Caitlin on dating.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
It's the top six.
So minimum wage has gone up. That's the news. It's going up to $15.75 an hour from $15.25 an hour.
Good.
An hourly increase of 50 cents.
Right.
But everyone's like quick to say it's 50 cents, but then you'll be taxed on the 50 cents, won't you?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's probably more like 35.
That's not enough, is it? Is that what other people were saying?
Well, yeah, there's arguments on all sides of it. So today's top six is the top six things you can now buy with your new minimum wage increase of 50 cents an hour.
Okay.
Number six, a 50 cent mixture.
They're not what they're not what they used to be.
You're not
Do
wrong.
Do they even have 50 cent ones anymore?
Yeah, they've got 50 cent mixtures, but they're pretty rubber. You've got your $1 and $2.
I've never seen a dairy that's got a 50 cent mixture. Maybe I need to go to an old school dairy.
Yeah, our dairy's got a 50 cent mixture. And they've got kind of like a sort of a pick and mix selection of,
okay,
I'd always, lollies. When you always go for the, like, you used to have 2 for 5 cent lollies because then you get more for your 5 cents. And then if you had 50 cents.
Yeah, they don't do that now, though.
I can't figure out how much that is. But it's lots
for
of
a
lollies.
1 cent lolly?
No, if you got 50 cents worth of 2 for 5 cents, lots of lollies.
It's 10 times 2, it's 20.
Okay, 20 lollies.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was going to be so mathematically more, like you're looking at me like it's Pythagoras or something.
Yeah.
I'm just like, here you go. Number five on the list of the top six things you can buy now with a new minimum wage increase of 50 cents an hour, a 50 cent stamp. I mean, you literally can't do anything with it because I Googled and apparently posting a postcard now costs a dollar.
What?
Posting a letter, how much has gone up to a dollar.
Huh.
I remember when it went from like 45 cents to 50 and old people nearly rioted. And then it went up to 70 and they nearly rioted. And now it's up to a dollar and I've not heard anything.
Well, I don't think I bought stamps the other day and I don't think they've got prices on them. It's just a generic stamp.
Yeah, you can buy those. You've always been able to buy those.
Oh, so like, it just like
Yeah, but they, you can buy specific amount stamps.
Right.
To add up
parcels, yeah.
Yeah, like if you still had 20 cent stamps, you could chuck 5 of those on now.
God.
Yeah, I know it would. But, and then I always struggled to just fit the address on when it was 1 stamp. Imagine having to do a roll at the top. God, I'm going to give me my writing pad. I'm going to write a complaint letter that'll cost me a dollar to send, so I won't do that. I'll just scream my issues into the sky and hope God hears me. Number 4 on the list, you can work for 3 weeks. Take out your tax on the new 50 cents an hour and you could afford 1 Kylie Jenner lip kit.
Yeah.
But now you need to skip 2 hours of work just to ensure you'll be able to get one next time they're released online because you've got to be waiting for them.
Yeah, win-lose that.
Yeah, it's a real win-lose. On the top six list of things you can buy with your new minimum wage increase of 50 cents an hour, not a popsicle. They are significantly more than 50 cents and not even a mini juicer.
How much are they now? I haven't bought one for so long.
I feel like it's in the upper $1. Like she might be a $2 and that would be on special, I think.
$2 for a popsicle?
Because there was this special on trumpets. I think it was Tip Top's birthday and trumpets were $2. And I remember looking and a popsicle was as much as, so I'm sure it's like $2.
What is happening to the world? Trump and popsicles.
Trump and $2 popsicles. Number 2 on the list of things you can buy with your new minimum wage increase, you can work 37 extra hours. Well, you can work 37 hours but save everything that you're earning on top of what you used to earn. And you can go to this morning's 10 a.m. session of La La Land at St. Luke's just to see if the buzz is really worth it. So 37 extra hours to afford an average movie ticket.
Wow.
And the number one thing you can do with the new 50 cent increase in the minimum wage is after 2 million hours extra work saving every one of those 50 cents and pretend your tax comes out of the other part of your existing wages, you could afford the average house in Auckland. 2 million extra hours. However, that's at current prices, not whatever the price is going to be in 2 million hours' time.
Yeah.
I can't promise that you're even going to have a deposit by then, but that is today's top six.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
So, you know when you were a kid and you'd have a fight in the back seat and your parents would say, you kids stop fighting, we'll stop the car, we'll turn around.
Yeah.
And you'll get out and walk. I don't think that ever actually happened. They never really. They might have stopped the car and maybe we got a hiding. or we got a telling off.
Sometimes we got a hiding without even stopping the car. Dad had an Alkathene pipe. which was left over from being on the farm for like getting water to troughs.
What's alkathene?
Alkathene's like a real pipe. Thick black plastic pipe.
Ruthless.
And he had it down beside the handbrake and he just started swinging it wildly without looking because you got to keep your eyes on the road. Yeah. Safety.
Yeah.
What if he like whacked you on the eye or something?
That was, he'd whack like low, but he wouldn't stop till he'd hit three things. Now, because there was three kids. One person could get all three whacks.
Yeah.
The wax could be evenly distributed, but he wouldn't stop until it had three distinct items. Things.
Well, that'd keep you quiet in the back, wouldn't it?
Oh, not really. We'd be fighting again. He'd do it again.
Within about 10 minutes.
We got kicked
out
of the car, stopped the car, kicked us out. We had to start walking, crying. He drove up the road, and park around the corner and come back and get us.
But they would always come back, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd get away with that these days.
What, like whacking them with a pipe or?
Or both.
How panicked would you be if you saw a little kid walking along the side of a State Highway 1 or any of the state highways or any country road? I'd freak out if I was driving and I saw a little kid walk and cry.
You'd be like, are you all right, mate?
Yeah. Mum and dad would kick me out the car.
In Iowa, this exact thing happened. A mum, she was dropping her 12-year-old boy off at school. He apparently threw a tantrum over shoes, which shoes he was meant to be wearing to school. So she said, right, that's it. You're walking. Stopped the car, kicked him out. And, police found him by a motorway on-ramp.
On the way to school.
On the way to school. And the mum apparently did verify the report when police got in touch. She said, well, what am I supposed to do? Be late for work.
Whoa,
and now
ruthless.
She's facing abandonment charges and neglect. Oh. So it's quite serious.
I didn't think she was going to get in trouble.
Yeah, no, she's in trouble.
She's in big trouble.
But your parents could have been, they abandoned you.
I came back.
If they did that to me, I'd hide in a bush when they came back and be like, ha ha, you got a fright, didn't you? You could have been picked up by anyone.
You thought I was dead. Yeah. Joke's on you, I'm not dead.
But then they leave and you have to walk home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then call the police on your parents.
Oh, it's a real hard, now being a parent, it's a real hard line playing that game. Because yesterday...
Have you said it to them?
Yeah, well, August hid behind that tree that time and I honestly thought she'd been taken. Then yesterday, Indy's learning to ride a bike.
Yep.
And something spooked her. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Well, if you don't want to ride it, she was like, take the bike home. I'm like, I'm not taking it home. Well, if you don't want to ride it, hop off. We'll leave it there for another kid. And she was like, we'll leave your bike here for someone who actually wants to ride the bike. And I was saying this like calm, business
real
voice.
Real passive aggressive way.
I said, look, if you don't want it, that's fine, but I'm not having that bike sitting in the garage doing nothing. Leave it here for another kid.
She was like,
okay, see your bike, and got off and walked away. I was like, that bike cost me money. What am I going to do now? And then I said to her, that was a birthday present, that bike. That's a bit stink that you're going to walk away from.
Emotional blackmail.
She was like, okay, I'll go back and get it.
I love that she called your bluff on it.
I know. She's like, okay, bye, bike. I was like, Yeah, so
she got scared. She just didn't want to ride it then.
No, but I couldn't work out what was happening. And I was being very calm, which is unlike me. I was like, it's okay, nothing's happened. But if you don't want it, just leave it there. And then she was going to. But I was wondering how far away we'd walk before I had to run back and get it. And just because we were in West Auckland. Sometimes your bike gets stolen when you're on it. So when you're not on it, it's so much easier to steal.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
I got sent a list by someone who listens to the show. And they said, Vaughn, my dear man, I believe this would apply to your two cohorts.
Yeah.
They might have meant co-host, but cohorts works quite well as well. Maybe autocorrect. So this is the 8-year rule.
Okay.
And the 8-year rule exists. This article, EliteDaily.com, wrote the 8-year rule about why you shouldn't date anyone 8 years older or 8 years younger than you.
What? But this is eight written. Seems like an odd choice because, I mean, I'm well past 8 years.
I always thought generationally it was about 7 years. Someone was too far out of your generation to relate to what you had growing up, right?
Because how old change. Is the age gap with Toy Boy?
9.5 years.
It's just 10 years.
Let's round it up to ten. So 10. So you're just outside this.
So what are the rules? The 8 year.
Well, the 8 year rule, it's broken down to 4 points. This is written from the perspective of someone who's older.
Okay.
Dating the younger person. One, they won't understand your references.
Yeah, that's a common problem.
Yeah.
But you learn to kind of gauge before you talk about something that they probably won't know about it, so you just leave it.
What's an example?
Well, like, I remember talking about Titanic, and I was like, man, great movie, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I've never actually seen that because I was 3 when it came out. So, like, he would have to wait 10 years to kind of get it on DVD, though.
Yeah, but everyone's seen that, though, haven't they? That's one of those movies they replay all the time.
It's gone so long, and it's so old now. He's like, oh, do I even need to watch it? I was like, well, kind of, because then we could, like, talk about it.
Right.
Because I could talk to you about it from a historical point of view. I've never seen the movie either, but I know what happens.
Yeah, right. But there's often references like that.
Yeah, Titanic references.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that wrote the article said the shining moment for him was Sister Act 2.
Right.
And she's like, I'd love to know what happened to this actress. And it was Lauren Hill.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, well, she was in the Fugees. And this girl was just like, I've got no idea what you're talking about. Is it another movie?
Right.
So he said often it's movies, it's music that you grew up with. It's like major...
Remember when Fergie like was in the Black Eyed Peas before she did all her solo stuff? I was like, remember Fergie was in the Black Eyed Peas? He was like, no, she's always been a solo artist.
No, how young is he?
Because I was like,
Fergie was with the Black Eyed Peas in like 2006.
Yeah, right. But he needed a refresher because 2006.
How often does this happen at your house? Often. How often?
Are we worried it's not an age thing so much as that he just doesn't know anything that's happening?
Maybe that would actually make me feel better.
Yeah, right.
The second point the author brings up is they still rely on their parents for way too much.
Right.
They said, you know, don't get them wrong, they've still got a really great relationship with their parents, but if you are dating someone who's only, like, just left home,
yeah,
so they've got to ask their parents about everything.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Get picked up by their parents for everything. They said, you know, it's kind of weird because...
picked up? I thought you meant just get picked up by their parents. Well, like after school or something.
No, they could be like, I've missed the bus. I need to be picked up.
Oh, okay.
And they ring their parents.
So okay.
The third point is they may not even live on their own yet. So that's a step further.
Right.
To the. I mean, people are staying living with their parents at an average of 26 now.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if you're in your, if you're 30 and you're dating someone 8 years younger, 22, there's this huge chance if they still live in the same city,
yeah,
where's their parents, they'll be living with their parents.
Yeah.
What are you? That was a funny look. That was a... No, would you agree, laughing. Megan, that noise? No, but it wasn't. Which way do you look when you're... Because you look left. Up and left when you're making something up, but up and right when you're remembering
don't
something.
So, make I don't know, things he's got up.
Don't, he was remembering something.
Don't make things up.
Oh, God. Was there a video on his face when he made that laugh? Damn it, we missed it. That was undeniably a memory. Live with the appearance and he's like, it was like this.
Yeah, that is awkward kind of laugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get that. Carry on.
Kerry, you did say they're living there a lot later. Born. People are living with their parents a lot later.
They are.
Carry on.
They are. And the fourth point they thought for the 8-year rule that has affected them is the poor communications.
Right.
Because outside, if you go older than yourself 8 years, the way that they communicate is vastly different to how your generation communicates. And then 8 years younger, it's different as well.
Right.
Like text, 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 real quick.
Yeah.
Ring, don't answer, don't get back to you.
Yeah.
He's like, whereas, what are you? Megan's shocking at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not 8 years
Does Toy Boy get upset because you're a very slow texter back?
Yeah.
Are you that way with him too?
No. He would be the only one that I text back.
Oh, are you hearing this?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, but it's because I've got a terrible trend of like reading texts and then going, oh yeah, and then not...
saying that out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
And not doing it. Well, I was wondering this morning off the back of this 8-year rule, how did you know you were out of the generation of the person you were seeing or dating? What was the moment where you're like, okay, this person is a wildly different age to me?
Do you know when we first got together, he wrote TBH in a text and I was like, oh, what does that mean? So I had to Google it.
To be honest.
Yeah. But this was like 4 years ago. I was like, TBH? I don't want to ask, so I'll Google it.
I'll Google. Oh, my God. All right. The moment you realized you were dating someone out of your generation, so either way younger or way older, you can give us a call, 0800-DIALZM-9696 to text. Otherwise, if we don't get any, Megan can just keep going through her ones.
Yeah.
And maybe Fletch can join in.
Your mic's cut off.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
People outside of 8 years of your age are hard to date because you can't relate to sort of cultural references or things that you experience the same. So we want to know to you when this really kicked in for you, when you knew
that
you were dating someone out of your generation.
Yeah.
Some text messages. At the end of last year, reads this text, they announced they were doing a DuckTales reboot. I got so excited. I sung the entire DuckTales theme tune. My girlfriend looked at me like I had lost my mind. She's like, where did that song come from? And then she didn't even know who Huey, Dewey and Louie were.
See, that's one of those moments I would like look at that and go, okay, sing it in your head because Andrew won't know.
Life is like a hurricane here in
Duckburg. I was born in 98.
Oh, were you?
I don't understand.
Oh, it's really
but
great.
But I love that you're...
It's about a rich duck.
Right.
He's got so much money, he keeps it in in this big, like, tomb on the top of the hill. It's all in coins for some reason. Right. He can swim through it.
Right.
And he talks, and he's Scottish, and he wears glasses on the end of his beak.
Okay. I feel like Andrew now, and Megan's explaining me something.
It makes little to no sense.
Let's take some calls. Georgia, when was that moment you realised you were dating someone out of your generation?
Hey, guys. So I was talking to my boyfriend, and I said to him, after the Harry Potter movies came out, I was so convinced that when I was like excited to turn 11.
Yeah.
Because I was so convinced I was going to get my letter to Hogwarts.
Okay.
And I said to him, were you like super excited and then gutted you didn't get your letter? And he was like, I was in my second year at uni when that movie came out.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
No. So how much older is he?
He's 9.5 years older.
Right.
So you're the same as me, except the other way around.
Yeah.
I wonder if Andrew was expecting his letter.
You know what? You guys should hang out with Megan and Andrew, and then you and Andrew can talk about, like, the Black Eyed Peas with Fergie. And then Megan and your boyfriend can talk about Titanic and how it made them feel as teenagers.
Sophie, when did you realise you were dating someone out of your generation?
Probably when he started having heart issues and had to go to hospital.
Sophie, why are you laughing?
I know, it's not funny, sorry.
So how much older is he than you?
25 years.
And how old are you?
25.
So he's 50 years old and he started having serious
heart. Like 50's quite young to start having
heart. Yeah, you're right. Issues anyway. It is these days, yeah.
But he did have like a real bad heart and it was like he was having a heart attack and I was like, what the heck? And then he started going into hospital and we found out that he had like heart issues because of his age.
What is
Sophie,
not funny, sorry.
Do you guys have issues with, like, does he reference movies and things that you don't even know about all the time?
No, like, because I'm quite like I'd say I'm probably more into like the older sort of movies and that. Anyway, like we find that we never really have those. When we first got together and I started meeting his friends and stuff like that, and they were a bit like, oh my God. Mm. But like I'd known him forever and we don't really have issues. It's so neat.
Did you ever get confused for father and daughter when you're out?
Oh, not father and daughter, but like you do get weird looks. But I mean, he doesn't look old. You do see people trying to sort of figure it out. But he's not like grey and stuff.
Amazing. Good on you, Sophie. Yeah. All right, thanks for your call. I'll wait there. Catherine, when did you realise you were dating someone out of your generation?
Well, I'm not really. My boyfriend's only 2 years older than me. The problem is that I can't reference things because he's never seen them. For example, all of the Disney movies. And that saddens me.
It's a bit like me. It sounds like me. Because Megan and Vaughn made me watch The Lion King year before.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It just feels weird that he's the same age as me, but I can't reference anything. Like, even music, we're into different music.
It's like you're dating someone 10 years older, but you're not.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your call, Catherine.
Some text messages in. My husband's 11 years older than me, but only 8 years younger than my mum. They can talk about things and make references to each other all the time that I don't get.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's awkward.
They're closer in age and got more in common.
Is that like when you hang out with Andrew's mum, Toy Boy's mum?
No, because she's
you talk about
a lot
the Princess Di wedding?
I'm closer to him in age than we are in age, thank you.
Only just.
The princess. I don't remember the princess Di wedding. Yes.
I remember the funeral. I got the other end of it. Somebody said along the lines of DuckTales, I started singing the Fraggle Rock theme song one day, and she just was like, "This, you are so good at making up songs." So I started making up, I started singing other old theme tunes, and she's like, "How are you doing this? They're all so great." And then I sung the Full House theme song, and she was like, "I think I've heard that one before."
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Guys, you'll remember last week I needed to renew my license but didn't want to have to pay the fee. And Fletch paid the fee if I wore what he wanted me to wear.
Yeah.
Well, even though they said it would take up to 3 working weeks.
Overpromise, underdeliver.
They really, has it they arrived? Certainly, if it's already arrived, I've got it.
Yes.
Are we happy with the photo?
I'm not. I don't hate it.
Right, okay.
I'll be totally honest. I don't hate it.
You don't love it.
I don't love it at all, but I certainly don't
like it.
Have
you got it in your wallet?
Yep.
We should do an on-air reveal.
Yeah, I'll reveal it.
Where you show Megan and I for the first time.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And if I was to take a photo of my license, what do I need to put black boxes over before I put it online?
Like date of birth.
Everything kind of thing.
Everything, yeah.
Right, because otherwise they could steal it and
steal your identity.
Yeah. Identity theft.
Yeah.
Yesterday in Auckland, and on a different note, yesterday in Auckland, In-N-Out Burger had a pop-up store. Wasn't advertised, right?
This is no, the they do they this because I saw Sydney. They had one in Sydney too. They've done this a couple of times, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know why. Is it to test the waters to see how popular it is?
Yeah, I mean, it's New Zealand.
They did a pop-up for Carl's Jr., didn't they, initially? And then it came eventually.
Yeah, and you know, made all sorts of headlines, but has since just become another one of the burger joints that we've got in the country now.
Yeah.
What have we got? 50?
People are like, producer Caitlin, you were saying your flatmate went along to this pop-up In-N-Out.
She went at like 11 in the morning and didn't get her burger until
2:30. Does she have a job? What does she do? Does she have a job?
Yesterday was just her life admin day, so she said that she was going to be really productive, and then
she spent 3 hours for what I will say and go on record saying is an average burger.
Oh, really? I told her it was worth it because everyone was talking about it.
Because it's in LA. If you ever go to LA, California, you go and it's simple.
It's the one with the cheesy fries, that you always see people post.
The fries were good. When I had it, the fries were good. But the burger was rubbish. People were like, oh, it's great. You don't have much choice. I'm like, well sure, great.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can only choose like 3 burgers and a couple of shakes or a drink
option. What is the option? Meat and cheese, or heaps of meat and heaps of cheese.
Yeah, and I think they do a vegetarian one as well, like a mushroom or something.
Do they?
Maybe, yeah. But that's
so the idea of In-N-Out is you get in and out because there's not much choice and they only make certain burgers. They've got them ready to go.
Right.
But they're very plain burgers. I wasn't a huge fan because we went, didn't we?
Yeah. And because everyone talks it up to you and then you get there and you're like, oh, I've got to try it. Everybody said how great it is and you get it. And I think maybe expectations had been built too high.
Right.
I really didn't rate it. I didn't think it was great. And then yesterday when I saw people lining up, I was like,
Ali reckoned that a lot of people on the line had never tried it before. So they were just like, it was curiosity. The hype of it. Yeah, they wanted to try it.
Because
it's like Sydney is the, now they've just got it in Sydney. So you've got to
start
there.
I think they've done a pop-up one there too.
They're looking at making it permanent.
And what was Ali's verdict after she ate it?
Well, she ate half of it there and then saved it and then bought the rest home because she wanted to know if I wanted to buy it, which was real sweet. And then, she just said that it was really good.
Did
she
have a bite?
No, because it had a cow in it,
Yeah, you don't do the cows, do you?
Don't do the cows. Don't eat the cute cows.
Whatever, you did a cow that time. We went out drunk.
She'll do cows
part-time
when
vegetarian.
Drunk.
Part, yeah.
Your morals
yeah.
are loose
but
you when you're drunk.
But it doesn't count when you're drunk. Nothing counts when you're drunk, right?
Kisses, no, I'm pretty sure the law's still firmly in place.
Right.
Law and sort of ethics and morals are still ever present.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Last week, I got an email from work here, from the carpool department at work, saying I'm not to drive any vehicles owned or leased by this company due to the fact that my license had expired, and I didn't even know, but it did. It expired at the start of January.
Well, now you can.
I've been reissued a New Zealand driver's license, a driver identity information card.
But you had an issue because, you know, it was, what, was $40-something?
$47.50.
And you were like, well, I shouldn't have to pay this again. It's the same license, isn't it?
So
it's not like you need to be retested.
Yeah.
So I said, look, I'll pay for it. But there's a catch. You've got to wear what I want.
Yeah.
And so I found you a lovely turtleneck.
Yeah.
A lovely chain.
Yeah.
You look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
In that photo where he's got the... Yeah. I was a bum bag short. And fluffy hair on top short of being The Rock.
And a clip-on earring.
Mm.
And you look fabulous.
I did look fabulous.
And to her credit, the woman at AA didn't bat an eyelid.
No, she said, I like your earring.
Yeah.
That's what she said. I like this.
She's well trained at keeping a straight face.
I just don't think your dear be like,
no.
What's this? What's going on here?
Because
that could be somebody's outfit, and that would be, you know, personally quite insulting.
It would be.
So yesterday I opened the mailbox and I got home, and there was an information from the land, a letter from the Land Transport Authority.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, my God, I've got a ticket. Because they said this was going to be 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and they are a government department, so I thought it might have been more like 5. But apparently they're very proficient.
Yeah.
And I have in front of me my license with my new license photo on it.
Did you show your wife?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, I didn't know Fletch fake tanned you as well.
What do you mean?
I didn't fake tan. You didn't fake tan.
Something's gone wrong with the colours.
Oh, no.
I would describe the tone of my skin as Trump-esque.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's the year of the orange. It honestly looks like I've gone to town on myself with some thin Liz.
Okay, pass it over.
I'll pass
Fletch
it.
You're and I turn haven't it seen this on. Yet.
Okay, ready? I'll turn it around in 3, 2. It's a pity the earring
is. I know, yeah, the earring's
the earring
not
side on
full display. You can see that there's something there, but you can't see how big and dangly it is. And I honestly believe they've done their best to crop as much out of that as
have.
They can.
They have.
I've got it now. Oh, why are you orange?
I know, really orange, right?
Oh, do you know what? It's the turtleneck and your beard kind of blend in to make, like, no neck Vaughn. Like, there's no longer any definition there.
But it... Does it look like a turtleneck or does it look like a long beard? It looks like a turtleneck.
And the earring's side on, so you can't see it. It just looks like there's fluoro.
You can see the gold chain at the corner, but look how much room there is above my head.
Yeah,
They've definitely cropped it more to take out the gold chain.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they're probably in their office. They're doing you a favour.
My problem with it is it's not wacky enough to be like, this was being stupid. It's subtle enough to be like, at the time I thought this was a good look for me. Because if it was really over the top ridiculous, there would always be a story. But now if someone looks at it, they're going to be like.
And you're going to try and explain it and they're going to be like, yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, okay, sure. It's not over the top enough to be a silly thing. So there's a new license and it's
all right. Well,
it's the orange. It's the orangeness. It's the fake tannedness of the skin that's my biggest issue.
Orange Trump is in 2017.
Very Trump.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Right now, though, audio from last night inside Caitlin's flat as she scrolled viciously through online dating app Bumble. Now, this is the one where fame happens, where you have to have been in the same...
Vicinity.
But this one, producer Caitlin, you've got to... The females have got to talk first.
Yeah.
Initiate chat.
I think many
people... So you go through picking from your lads, and then you flick them a little high with a wavy hand.
You've only got 24 hours before they disappear, so you've got to, like, reply straight... Like, you've got to write something straight away.
Are many people using this?
I reckon the quality of guys is better.
Okay. But not as many as Tinder.
Probably no. Probably not as many.
Okay.
You wouldn't know from your audio last night that the quality of guys is better.
This is so embarrassing.
You flat with Megan's best friend, Ali.
Yes.
And Ali recorded you and sent it to Megan.
As
a little, not even thinking that this could end up on air.
As a little spy she was, just sitting there. My trust has been betrayed.
So, now let's cross the last night and the savagery that was Caitlin judging people on Bumble.
Just this? It's 24. Oh, God, no. Rob, we can't see your face, mate. There's something wrong with it then. Eve. What a kind of name is Eve. I'm too yuck. Yuck. He's skinny than me. Oh, he's in Kayway. Papa Kowie, where's that? Josh owns a boat. Yeah. No. I need to change my range. 24 is too young. Dude, you're so close up. Oh, he's kind of hot, but he's too young. Oh, God, he's too old. Johnny loves. Oh, yeah.
He's too old. He's too young.
He's got a bone.
He's got still young. He's skinnier than you. Wow.
Guys, I'm allowed to be picky.
No, you are, but this is our insight. This is what we need people to know. They're always like, why hasn't Caitlin found someone?
How does Caitlin not have a boyfriend?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They're too skinny. Know, They've got a boat. They're too old. Too They're old. Too young.
How dare he enjoy maritime adventures?
Did you say 24 was too young?
Yeah, 24 is too.
But how old are you?
Too young. I'm 26.
That's a, what's Who wrong cares? With this?
No, it is too young. I think 25 and no, 20, they've got to be 26 because I'm 27 this year.
You know, I'm marrying a 22-year-old, right?
Yeah, okay. Their own backs. You do you. I just can't. Younger is just, and you know, because if, I don't know, they've got to be taller than me, and like if they're younger, they might not be taller. I know that doesn't work like that, but
what
like,
I'm saying is you're judging them on the set of criteria before you've even like spoken to them.
But that's what these dating apps are about, Megan.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not going to like everyone and then just wait to see if the chat's good.
But, okay. Yeah, but when you were hearing that back, did that make you think?
Yeah, I mean, I need to chill.
Just rein it in. Just really, tone it down.
Yeah, tone it down.
That was a very edited version as well. Very, very
oh, really? What, so how much did you edit out, James?
Well, I think it was about 2 minutes all up and that was about 30
oh,
seconds.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow. Any controversy in there?
Yeah, a lot of stuff probably not fit for the radio.
Really?
James? Was there any yeses in there?
Yeah, there were actually a few. There were some very quick yeses, okay. But probably more quick noes, I think, in there.
Hey, I got some messages last night, okay? And I'm not sharing any of those with you.
We'll have to get
Is that the basketballer?
Fletch!
He's a long way from home.
Oh, oh my God.
But as far away as he can get in this competition.
Stop!
Oh, Ellie just texted me that you want to make your age range up to 42.
Me, Ellie!
You are 42, but you won't date a 24-year-old.
Because older men...
What?
No, I'm not going to say it.
No,
I'm
say
not
it.
Gonna say it.
No,
I'm not
say
gonna
it.
Say it.
No, say
well,
it.
Well, no, you know, they might have a bit more money. No, I'm not...
Any guy who's 42 and has got that app, he is doing well. He either works in IT or he's not.
Oh, or his last wife cleaned him out.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not talking about this anymore.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Hello? Excuse me?
I bet there's someone listening that we're going to try and describe you now in three criteria. We're each going to have a go at this.
Yep. You let us know who described you the most aptly.
Yeah, if we nail all three, if that's you listening right now. And it's more of an in-studio competition, really.
It is.
It's a moral victory for one of us.
Yes, that's correct.
I today
we should
have...
We should keep a proper tally this year.
Okay. And at the end of the
Start
year,
a
the
tally
loser
chart,
is
Caitlin.
Like the loser.
Yeah, so Fletch can't say that I like... Oh, no, you'll still say I'm generic.
You're very generic. Megan tries to describe people very broadly. I today have gone for, this is very personal today.
Self-reflective, like you've...
I've basically described me and what my life has been like this week.
Oh, gross.
Okay. For those that don't know, I have giardia.
My name is Carl Fletcher.
Hi, do your intro.
Hi, my name's Fletch and I have giardia.
Hi, Fletch.
Hi, Fletch.
Hi, what do you guys have? Nothing.
I just came for the cup of tea.
Yeah, right, okay.
And to kind of like make my problems look insignificant by sitting with the people.
I've got a parasite living inside me. And antibiotics are currently fighting it.
What if it's the antibiotics resistant?
Oh, God, no, don't even start.
Big
trouble.
Okay,
so I bet there's someone listening.
Yeah.
That has had giardia. That was woken up by their cat last night.
Oh.
And wanted cuddles. And...
Wait, who wanted cuddles? You wanted cuddles or the cat?
The cat,
cuddles?
Did. Okay. And can't be bothered doing the dishes, so there's a huge pile in the kitchen. Like I'm sick, I literally just go home and sleep.
Oh.
And then go to the toilet and go back to sleep.
So
that's so
that's
niche.
My life right now.
Who has so had niche. Giardia.
Yep.
Woken up by the cat and has a massive pile of dishes.
Yep.
Was it woken up by the cat specifically last night?
Yeah.
For cuddles.
Yeah.
I wonder how many crazy old ladies we're going to hear from today, because you've aptly described someone living in like the squalors of filth with a cat and not doing their dishes. Okay. Megan, what's yours?
I bet there's someone listening that is still on a diet after Christmas, is arguing with their mum currently, and has just signed up to a dating app.
What are you arguing with your mum about?
No, I'm not arguing with my mum.
Well, why'd you say that then? What made you think about it?
I don't know, actually. No, I'm not arguing with my mum.
Because I was contemplating doing an arguing with your parents one.
Were you?
Is there something happening like that we're kind of suddenly picking up on? No, I'm not arguing with my parents. But I was thinking about adding that.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, so that's Megan's description.
Hello, my name is Vaughn, and these are my descriptions. I bet there's someone listening that hasn't seen any of the movies nominated for Best Picture, has already fallen off their New Year's Eve, their New Year's fitness bandwagon.
Oh, generic.
And has been waiting for a reply for over a day.
Oh, that's everyone.
Okay.
That's so generic.
You've seen some of these movies, though. You've seen La La Land.
You're
out, Fletch. You've seen Moonlight. I haven't seen any of the movies nominated for Best Picture.
Okay. So All right, so really quickly, if we describe you, 0800 DialZM 9696, we'll run through them. I bet there's someone listening that's had giardia, got woken up by their cat last night, can't be bothered doing the dishes, so there's a huge pile in the kitchen.
I bet there's someone listening that is still on a diet after Christmas, is arguing with their mum, and has just signed up to a dating app.
And I bet there's someone listening that hasn't seen any of the movies nominated for Best Picture, has already fallen off their New Year's fitness bandwagon, and has been waiting for a reply for over a day.
All right, I bet there's someone listening that 9696 0800 DialZM.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Hello? Excuse me? I bet there's someone listening that.
Right, so we're each trying to describe you listening right now with three sets of criteria. The winner in studio obviously is the person that describes the most people.
Yes.
And we'll run a tally this year. We'll have a 2017 champion, I think.
For who can win. Yeah.
So I bet there's someone listening right now that has had giardia like I'm currently experiencing. It's a problem when you tell everybody that you've done a test, you have to follow up with the results.
Yep.
It's very embarrassing. Someone that got woken up by their cat last night wanting cuddles, and someone who can't be bothered doing the dishes, so there's a huge pile in the kitchen.
I bet there's someone listening that is still on a diet after Christmas, is arguing with their mum, and has just signed up to a dating app.
And I bet there's someone listening that hasn't seen any of the movies nominated for Best Picture, has already fallen off their New Year's New You fitness bandwagon, and has been waiting for a reply for over a day.
Ooh. Megan.
No, Grace.
You've picked Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
what are you arguing with Mum about?
That's what I wanted to know.
This morning I was just like in the kitchen. She's like, go make your bed. And I was like, ugh. And then she's like, and you've got your toothbrushes out in the bathroom. You can't have them out on display. And I'm like, well, why the heck not? It's my own bathroom. She's like, well, when you've got your own house, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, my classic.
My rules.
Classic.
Because how old are you, Grace?
I'm 17.
Oh, you're close. You've got to play by the rules. You're close to
freedom.
Then closer to
also realising how good you had it at Mum and Dad's place.
What dating app have you just joined then?
I got Tinder, but I've got on my Facebook that I'm 18. Because I'm 18 in a few months.
Right.
Well, that argument with Mum's about to escalate, by the way. It's about to take it up a peg or two.
Marie, who described you today?
Is it Maria?
Maria,
I'm sorry. Caitlin's written you as Maria, and I bet that's a real pesky point bugaboo
She's
for you.
Not the first one. She won't be the last one.
Oh, okay. Would you like us to discipline her? We can give her a written warning.
Yes, please.
Okay. I mean that does count towards her eventual firing. Are you sure you want to take
it
that far?
Well, means she'll have to sharpen up, won't she?
You know what? They always say about Maria, stern but fair. Stern but fair.
Ruthless.
All right, so who described you, Maria?
Thank you. It was Vaughn. I've been waiting for a reply. I've fallen off my whatever it was I meant to do.
The fitness, yeah.
It was something to do with walking.
Yeah. I love you, Maria.
Not only have you fallen off it, you've forgotten what you promised yourself you were going to do this year.
I mean,
25 days into 2017, and Maria's like, you know what? It was a lifetime ago. Something. It's going to move. It's going to be some sort of movement.
Amazing, right, Maria? Thank you. Let's go now to James. James, who described you?
Fledge.
Yes.
Really?
Are you currently in the throes of giardia-based diarrhea, or is this a thing of the past?
Oh, no, it was a thing of the past. I got giardia, cryptosporidium, and campylobacter all at once.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. I feel for you.
One is worse than enough. How did you get that? Like dodgy food or water?
Milking cows.
Oh, no.
My God.
It's in their poo.
You just got a mouthful of it.
No, well, It was just, you know, you'd come off a dairy farm, so you'd know. Just like the little splatter, and you just smell it, or you get that little bit in your mouth, or just that tiny little splatter, and it just knocks you about for six.
Yeah. Well, I bet it does.
God,
that's amazing.
Should wear those little surgical masks.
Yeah.
But on a lighter note, did your cat wake you up last night for cuddles?
Oh, we've got a cat that always wants cuddles. She's a real pain.
Big softy, James. You're sounding like a big softy right now.
Oh. Yeah, we've got three cats, but there's just this one.
Right.
That just won't leave us alone.
And the dishes are piling up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Always a pile of dishes.
Who wants to do those? All right. Hey, thanks, you cool, James.
Three days.
Rose.
Jeez, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. See ya.
Rose, you've got an 8 out of 9 situation.
Yeah, 8 out of 9.
So of the 9 criteria across the three of us, which one are you missing?
I don't have Giardia, thank goodness.
Oh,
I feel like everyone's laughing at me because I've got Giardia. Rose, okay, so everyone else, but let's go through some of these.
You are arguing with your mum.
Yeah, always. I'm never going on holiday with her again.
Oh no. This is a carryover from a holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too much time together.
So then
definitely.
Another one of mine is like, what dating app have you signed up to?
I signed up for Tinder after my now ex slept through my birthday, so I'm still waiting to hear back from that
douchebag.
So that also encompasses one of mine, the reply you've been waiting for over a day.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it all ties
Wow.
So when was your birthday? Yeah. When did he sleep through it?
10th of January.
What do you mean sleep through it? Like just?
I know. On a Tuesday night, you can't get through a whole week without a nap. What a nana.
You're ruthless, Rose.
Yeah, I am. That's right.
Okay. Well, he was awake for some of your birthday.
Yeah, but I didn't see him.
Right, because you're working and then afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
and then you haven't heard from him. Oh, it sounds like you need to end that.
Oh, I did.
Is he dead, Rose? He might be dead.
No, he's not dead.
Okay.
Oh, well, if only you had Giardia, you would have got 9 out of 9.
I know. It would have been
been so impressed if someone had 9 out of 9. Rose, wait there. Thank you. Let's pick a winner, Vaughn.
Oh, well, let's go to the producers and see what it was like on the phone, because I don't want to come across biased to my own cause.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But, Caitlin, we're going by texts and phone calls. Who's today's victor, the first winner of, I bet there's someone listening there.
Yeah. I think we decided, James, that would go with Vaughn.
It's definitely
Vaughn. Had quite a few calls.
Can we
the text machine's going off.
Can we address the fact that it's actually not me that's generic? It's actually generic Smithy.
Yeah, it's generic Vaughn.
Yeah, because everyone falls off their, like, the bandwagon.
Yeah,
like,
okay, that one was a given. That was a gimme. But those movies are nominated for Best Picture.
Those movies aren't even out in New Zealand yet, so that was a given.
Well, how's Fletch seen so many of them?
Oh,
I saw Moonlight in New York, where it was officially out, and that other one with the big spaceship thing that comes down. What's that one? I've seen that one with Emily.
Arrival.
I've seen that one at the movies.
Yeah,
and those are the only ones I've seen.
And then even
how did you see La La Land?
It's at the movies.
Oh, okay.
Accusations being thrown.
Because
see, this
I'm
is all you do. This is where you start them fighting between themselves and they forget their initial.
Everyone's waiting for a text.
I'm ringing that $10,000 hotline. Megan saw La La Land. How did she see it?
They'll be like, it's out at the movies. Damn it. Can I dob myself in for $10,000? Because I am pirating.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Fact of the day. Today's fact of the day is about Pez. You know Pez dispensers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are they called Pez dispensers?
No idea.
Why are they called Pez?
Someone named Fred Pez made them.
It was a shot, and I tell you what, you nailed it.
Did I?
No.
Oh.
But I just wanted to...
Thanks.
You took a shot earlier in the show when
Nespresso.
You said Nespresso is Nestle's espresso, and you were on the mark.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd give you two, but then I just thought I couldn't let you live like that. Couldn't let you live a lie. Pez, today's fact of the day, is Pez is an abbreviation of Pfefferminz, which is German for peppermints.
Huh.
Because the original flavour of Pez was peppermint. An Austrian peppermint.
I don't see those around much these days. Are they still around?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't really see them that much.
I don't think you go the places where there's beer dispensers. I see them now because someone got my daughter a peer dispenser, and now whenever she sees them, she's like, I want that one too.
Oh,
yeah,
because
they collect them.
You can get like a collection. Like we've got a Trolls one from the Trolls movie. We've got an Olaf Pez dispenser. We've got a lot of.
Oh, so
they're now it's one of those things when you're aware of them and you see them everywhere. Like, you know, when you get a car.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't see many of these Hyundai's on the road. And then everywhere you go, there's like Hyundai's everywhere.
Yeah, someone's got a car like yours and you're struggling to find it in a big car park.
And they're literally every second car is exactly the same color and make as your car. So maybe it's one of those situations that when you're aware of them, you see them a lot more.
Right.
But manufactured in 1927 originally, the compressed peppermint.
Okay.
In Austria, called the Pfeffermans, and he just was like, it's a bit boring, really, Pfeffermans, because it's just German for peppermint. I'm going to short it. And so he took a couple of letters and turned it into Pez.
Amazing. Good to know.
So there you go. Next time you see a Pez dispenser, which you are, I guarantee, going to see now, if you've heard us talking about this, you will definitely see a Pez dispenser in the next few days and be like, he was right. Now that I've thought about them, I'm seeing them everywhere. Fact of the day is Pez is an abbreviation of Pfefferminz, which is German for peppermints. Fact of the day.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
If you were born in 1987, you turned 30 this year. Sorry to rain on your parade like that, but your 20s are about to be over.
Okay.
Whoa.
Why did that come across a little like?
I found 30 birthday pretty rough. I was like, oh my God, 3-0.
Here's a great way to take away from your... I had a kid just before I turned 30 and it kind of took it out of my hands. It was good. It just flowed by. You had other stuff to worry about.
Okay.
So maybe do... What about not necessarily a kid, because you might not have time to get that done if you're turning 30 in like April.
Mm.
But what about like planning something massive and just before your birthday? So it kind of like becomes all about that and you're worrying about doing that. Maybe you undertake some big task. Thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why people worry about it. Who cares?
No, I know. It's
it's just a number, eh?
It's just a number. You've got a toy boy. It's two numbers. There's a three in front and a zero behind. And
a toy boy when you turn 30. What's wrong? Nothing. Life's great.
Thanks, Fletch.
God,
it's great.
He's got you out here and suddenly he's seeing the world.
I just
want
to go home and go to bed.
Light.
Can we just hurry up? Because I need to go home.
I found a list of the top 10 things you should be able to cook by the time you're 30.
Okay.
So maybe this is something else to take your mind off turning 30. Get proficient in cooking these.
Right.
Okay. Number one, omelette.
I
mean, that's to me, you shouldn't be able to leave home until you can whip up an omelette.
Because
you were intending, or flavoured scrambled eggs, because often omelettes can turn into a flavoured scramble.
Because I pack mine so big I'll go to turn it over and it'll perforate.
Do you do a stovetop and then oven? Finish it in the oven?
No. Time for that.
No, it's got
then
time
it gets
for
a
that.
Real fluff in the oven. Come at me with you.
You know, the best people are making omelettes in the world are island breakfast buffets.
Brilliant.
Beachcomber Island, you go and watch those.
Oh,
Fijian
delicious.
Chefs make an omelette. Woo-wee! Number two, cake. You should be able to make a cake.
Okay, easy.
You should be able to bake a cake. Easy.
What,
you can get a box.
I can physically do it, whether you want to eat it is.
Yeah, true. Number three, roast a chicken.
I can roast a chicken and I make chicken gravy from scratch.
I don't think I've ever roasted a chicken.
Really?
Nah, just buy them from the supermarket.
Have you got a crock pot?
Yes.
Slow cooker?
No, can you do it in that?
Slow cook a chicken. It's all slimy.
Nah, it's good. It falls to bits. It's really great. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Number four, roast potatoes.
Okay.
You should be able to roast potatoes.
Yep.
And then the step up, add other vegetables that aren't potatoes.
Yeah.
Which are more or less the same as potatoes. Right. Number, what's this, five, a risotto.
Yuck. What, from scratch? Or a box one?
Well, you can make a rice risotto
out
of a box.
No, a box one's cheating.
No, you buy a hot chicken, you don't roast your own, and then you just shred it up and put it in the rice risotto.
No one's got time to buy that a boring rice and then, like, stir it for an hour.
And then you give it to me and I look at you like, oh, yeah. number six, a proper pasta dish. They cite here carbonara. Ditch the cream. It's about allowing the cheese and egg yolks to emulsify into a rich pasta magnet. Okay.
What?
Calm down.
Just buy the stuff from the supermarket and chuck it in the sauce.
Yeah.
Easy.
Stir it in.
Yeah, I can make that.
The next spag bol.
Oh, not a fan.
You should. Spag bowl's a go-to teenager's meal even before you leave home, right?
Yeah, like, that's
mum's
an easy.
Like, you're cooking tonight, you spag bowl it. Number eight, pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
For an alternative breakfast option. Yeah. Easy. Or in that shaky, makey.
Yeah, shake and bake.
Shake and bake and wake okay. and bake. And then have a shake and bake. Number nine, steak.
Yep.
You should be able to cook
this
a steak
by
the time
you're
30.
This is a very easy list.
No, cooking steak's bloody hard.
You haven't been able to do half of these. Risotto,
steak, and when someone's like, oh, you're like, how do you want your steak? I'm always hoping they're like medium well done because that's how I always end up accidentally doing them anyway.
Yeah.
It's hard to cook a steak. If someone's like rare or medium rare, it's hard to nail. And number 10, biscuits.
Oh, easy.
Nail the biscuits.
Everyone does that when they're at school.
No,
you can just come home and make biscuits. And eat them all before mum gets home.
Yeah.
I start with a little blob and it ends up all over the...
Spreads and puffs out. Yeah. Oh, you got too much baking
too
soda
much
powder.
Too much baking powder.
Soda. Soda.
Just don't
soda.
Do it.
Powder.
Powder.
Soda.
Soda. Soda powder.
And then self-raising flour.
Yeah.
And biscuits. I don't
all
think
of them.
So.
Why not? That's your problem.
Right.
You've mislabeled your flowers. So those are 10 things you should be able to make before you turn 30. Get on to it.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We're going to start with you, Megan. Megan, what's your story for last calls? Megan.
Megan.
Megan. Oh, hi, Megan. Welcome to the show.
I think that's the thing with the name, I think.
Hey.
Megan, what's your story for last calls?
Most of my family is South African.
Yep.
So when my cousin first moved to the country after us, he was having like a meet and greet with his work and stuff, which are all Kiwis.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, just bring some chips and dip. So he went to the supermarket. You know, you got old Kiwi classic, like the cream and the onion mix.
Yeah. I don't like it,
but okay. He went to go and make that, but he made it to the soup instructions.
And then put the cream in afterwards.
Yeah, he made soup and bought chips and soup.
That's pretty funny.
That would be a yum soup if it tasted like the dip, though. Imagine, like,
it didn't look so good.
No.
I mean, they took photos because it was a good giggle. So.
I suppose it would be an unusual
brilliant.
Consistency.
That's funny. All right, Megan, wait there. We'll vote in a sec. Karen, what's your story for last calls?
Hi there. Basically, a story about my younger brother. When we were kids, just about probably 18 years ago, he was looking after my older brother's hamster, and it started going to the bathroom, the hamster did. So my brother thought he'd hold it over the toilet pan so it could go into the toilet.
Right.
And on doing so, he was holding it, and it bit him on the finger, so he dropped it into the toilet. And I saw him do it, and he panicked, so he flushed the hamster down the toilet because he thought he'd get in trouble for holding it over the pan. And basically, we just didn't tell anybody until probably a year or so ago. Everyone just thought in the family it'd run away. Then obviously last year we said, oh, yeah, by the way, Callum actually flushed your hamster down the toilet.
I like to think that it got out. It ran down the sewers to a better life.
Yeah.
I like to think that.
Yeah, maybe.
maybe. Maybe. Oh, that. I was like, no. Oh, my God. Oh, the Shawshank Redemption was right. That was terrible.
Way to go. Free. Oh, panic and flush. Why not just pick it out?
I know. Exactly. That's what I said. That's what I didn't get. He just panicked and just flushed it. And I like to see his little fur going down the train.
Oh, God.
You must have some good pipes because that would have blocked.
Yeah. Megan, what's your story for last calls? Megan, too.
Hi. It's about how we went to our friend's farm because they were having a bonfire.
Yep.
And they had their wooden trailer out. It wasn't attached to a car. But it had, like, no sides. And, like, all of us kids decided that we'd play seesaw on the trailer.
Okay.
And we had a few turns, had some laughs, and then I decided for some odd reason that I'd daydream and get thrown off the trailer and land quite badly on my arm in cow poo.
Oh, yuck. Okay. So you're kind of like seesaw catapulted into cow poo.
Yeah. And then ended up going to after hours after sitting in a camp chair for an hour and two with people telling me, oh, you'll be all right. Oh, it's not that bad. Went to after hours and then only realised when I got there that there was cow poo all over my broken arm.
So they have to clean, the doctors and nurses have to clean you off.
You probably got giardia too.
Yeah, we've heard the many ways to get giardia.
All right, okay, wait there, Megan, too. Let's vote now. The favourite story for last calls.
All right, tally, votes tallied and counted. Megan, congratulations.
Megan, two. Megan, one.
Megan,
oh,
two?
Awesome.
Megan, there's three Megans.
No, there was two Megans.
Why don't you call our Megan, Megan, one?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Number one.
So Megan.
She's Megan, two.
Cowpoo, Megan was Megan, three. So you're Megan, two, Megan. The chips and dip story tickled our fancy.
That was the Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast. For more, catch them every morning from 6 and check them out on Facebook. ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. ZM.